With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play fake. Cousins taking a deep shot. Jefferson's got separation, and he's got the catch. Inside the 40. Jefferson still going. See you later. Justin Jefferson, have a day. His first NFL touchdown, and that'll be on the highlight reel for years.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two on a Wednesday. We've got week one spreads and lines for the National Football League here on the BetQL Audio Network. Mark Maloos is filling in for Ken Barkley all week this week. Moose, of course, the co-host of Moose and Maggie, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern weekdays on WFAN in New York. Great to be on with everybody nationwide, Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. 14:30 a.m. The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, and the You Betters on YouTube. Thank you guys very much. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We do have a couple pieces of NBA news to get into here before we continue with the NFL and picking it back up with the Vikings and the Bengals. Victor Oladipo has decided to undergo season-ending surgery on his right quad. Surgery will take place tomorrow, which is Thursday, in New York. So Oladipo done for the year. He's barely been playing Miami since he was traded there. And LeBron James not going to play tonight for the Lakers. So apparently LeBron going to rest that injured ankle for one more night. I don't know if we're going to see Anthony Davis tonight after Davis kind of like tweaked his groin at the end of the win last night over the New York Knicks. Right now, Lakers laying 10 over the Rockets. That number's moved a little bit. Total 222.5. Rick, just monitor that for us to let us know if that changes here. So Moose, anything from you on Oladipo being out, how that affects the Heat or doesn't affect them? And then no LeBron tonight for the Lakers against the Rockets.
Well, I mean, disappointed. I thought we were going to get LeBron last night against the Knicks. He didn't. He sat out. The feeling was he was going to make his debut or return tonight for the Lakers against the Houston Rockets. And, you know, I guess, better the rest and make sure to be 100% sure that you're ready to return than go out there and rush it. Because it's all about the postseason. I mean, Nick, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the week right here on You Better You Bet. And that is, you know, if they're healthy, the Lakers are still the team to be in the Western Conference. So the key is for them to be healthy. I'd be a little concerned about Anthony Davis at the end of that Knicks game, tweaking that groin issue or tweaking his groin. You want to make sure that there's no massive issue for him here moving forward as the regular season is winding down. So a little surprised by LeBron because the narrative was he's sitting out last night in order to play tonight, but he's not going to go out there and play tonight. And, you know, Oladipo, it's unfortunate. You know, he found it for a little while there. He's just been beset by injuries. And how does it really affect the Miami Heat? It doesn't, Nick, because, you know, he's barely played for the Miami Heat.
No, I think you're 100% right about that. And it's interesting because I think no one moved more, like no one ran more during the game last night and got more camera time during the Lakers and Knicks than LeBron James. And didn't even play. The guy's constantly on camera. He's on the court more than Anthony Davis. Like, I don't know how that happens. Like, only LeBron James gets to be on the court the entire game when he's not even playing in the game, when he's wearing a sweatsuit. So that was pretty interesting. By the way, tough loss for our Knicks last night.
Oh, tough loss.
Well, we'll do some NBA, of course, in the Power Hour with the rest of our picks. Hour number three on the show. But back to the National Football League and everything we've got for week number one here. We were talking about this Vikings-Bengals game. Minnesota laying 3.5 at Cincinnati. The total 48.5. This is like the 2019 LSU Bowl here with Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. And I think we are simpatico here, where both of us like the over in this game. We would go over 48.5. Let's find out what our EP Tyler Morales thinks. Tyler, if you had to bet this game right now, what would you do?
Oh, this is another one. I mean, I don't know how this game doesn't go over. None of these teams have done anything to their secondary that makes you believe that it'll be any better than it was last year. So, I mean, I like the over in this game. And in terms of fantasy, like, if Joe Mixon can't go off this year and be the number one back we all expect him to be, like, he'll never do it. He is set up in a beautiful situation. They got rookies to improve the offensive line. I think he's one of the most talented players in the NFL, period, regardless of position. This has to be a turning point year for him. So, I mean, I like the over 47.5. I completely agree with you.
Rick, what do you got here? If anything, Vikings-Bengals.
I think Tyler hit it there. I think the matchup of Cincinnati's offensive line against the Vikings' defensive front is going to be the key to this. I would lean Bengals right now. Actually, I'd probably bet the Bengals right now, plus the 3.5 being over a field goal. If the Vikings are able to take advantage of, even if they're good young players on the offensive line for Cincinnati, that's the way they'll be able to take it. To get the advantage over Cincinnati, but with all the weapons that they have now, adding Jamar Chase to what the stable that they already had, I think it's going to be tough for Minnesota to keep up and be able to play keep away against Cincinnati.
Moose, I can tell you player prop wise, I know people love the prop king, what he brings to the table.
You are the prop king, yes.
I appreciate you saying it so I don't have to. I can tell you right now, we're going to have the LSU prop overs in this game. We're going to have Chase over. We're going to have Jefferson over. And I think I'm also going to go a little T. Higgins over as well for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, of course, got to have Joe Burrow as the quarterback here. Not looking to make these plays if Joe Burrow's not going to be slinging the ball around for the Cincinnati Bengals. But early on in the process, that's what I'm thinking here, what I want to do with Cincinnati and Minnesota.
Well, how much fun, before we move on to the next game, how much fun is that Bengals offense going to be with Burrow, Mixon, with obviously Chase and T. Higgins? I mean, they've got a chance to be really a lot of fun this year, and Burrow has a chance to really put up a pretty special year throwing the football. And Nick, you are, listen, I got to tell you, I'm playing, my son's playing flag football in the fall. This was last fall, mind you, right? You and I are doing the Sunday show on WFAN, right? And it's a half hour, like, action-packed show. So, like, it feeds the Costos energy to a T, right? So you basically wind him up. He's firing out total sides, teases, 3.5, 7.5. He's giving you player props on each and every game. You don't know how many times guys came up to me as I'm watching my son's flag football game saying, the prop king is the best. I'm not kissing your rear end. You don't know how much money I've made off of Costos on Sunday morning with the props he throws out there with player props each and every Sunday.
Listen, flattery will get you everywhere, Mark Melusis. That's the tagline of the show. And the best part about it is I had COVID for two of those shows that we did, and I never missed any of them. So we ratcheted the energy up the entire time. So that was awesome during the NFL season. Hopefully we get to do that again on The Fan coming up this NFL season, or maybe I'll just take a day off. And that'll be really nice as well. I'll tell you, I always say it. Mark Melusis is the hardest working man in showbiz. I'm looking to take off as much as possible. Moose is like, give me them shifts, baby. I want out. Go big or go home. I'm going home. 10 times out of 10. All right. That's the Vikings and the Bengals. We stay in the 1 p.m. window, Moose, with the game that I know you will be very interested in, the game that I am certainly very interested in. And we will, let's just call it right now, it's the Sam Darnold Bowl. And it's going to be played in Carolina, where it's slinging Sammy Darnold and the Carolina Panthers taking on Sam's old team, Robert Saleh, Zach Wilson, Joey Douglas, and the New York Jets. Carolina, 4-point favorite, total of 43. Sam against his old team. Mark Melusis, what do you got?
Yeah, so, mind you, I'm rooting for Darnold, and we were talking about Darnold. You mentioned him as a potential kind of like MVP McCaffrey. You think big year for Carolina. I think the line is leaning me to take the Jets and Zach Wilson opening week against the Carolina Panthers. I'm getting four. If Wilson's the starter, mind you, it's got to be Zach Wilson is the starting quarterback for the Jets, right? So he's got to be the starter. So we'll go on that notion that he is. You don't know. People that – and maybe people down in Miami know that experience Adam Gase. But if you did not experience Adam Gase and you're listening to us across the country, whether you're in Chicago, wherever you might be, right? Chicago, LA, Denver, you know, on Odyssey app, you don't know how bad Adam Gase was. Like, Adam Gase was an absolute train wreck as a head coach.
The might Jets be the worst head coach in the history of the National League. I've been watching the NFL obsessively for 30 years. There's a strong case to be made. He's the worst head coach in the history of the league.
Right, so Robert Saleh, just by his presence, is going to be a better coach than what Adam Gase was here in New York with the Jets.
Can't be worse.
Can't be worse. So I'm leaning toward right now, Nick. I'm leaning toward taking the Jets plus the 4 against Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers.
When it comes to the Prop King, Panthers and Jets, we're going to be playing some Sam Darnold overs. Passing yards over. Completions over. Touchdowns over. I think Carolina romps, Moose.
You do?
I do. I think Carolina wins this game by like 10 points. I think this is the Sam Darnold statement game. I'm not saying Carolina's winning like 13 games. It's not what I'm saying. But I think this is a good spot for Sam Darnold to make his first start. So that's what I'm rolling with here. You know, I'm kind of bullish on Carolina this year as being a potential upstart team in the NFC South. I love a lot of the young defensive pieces they've got. Love Joe Brady coordinating the offense. Love Matt Rhule as the head coach here. Sam Darnold set up for success. Love the weapons around slinging Sammy Darnold here. I think the Panthers are going to take advantage of Zach Wilson in his first ever NFL start. So Carolina, for me, laying the 4 against the Jets, play that I'm liking for right now. Moose, if you had to do something with the total of 43, what would you pick and why?
Yeah, I'd probably take the over. I think you're going to get points on both sides. If I like the Jets plus the 4, I think the total's got to go over because I do think Sam Darnold and that offense with Joe Brady is going to score on that Jets defense, even with Robert Saleh orchestrating that defense. So it's a little bit of a correlation to me. I think you'll get over 43 in the game. I do like the Jets plus the 4. By the way, how about Teddy Bridgewater coming out criticizing Joe Brady and the red zone reps and the walkthroughs and the coaching, the way that he was coached down there in Carolina? I mean, what are we hearing if you're Teddy Bridgewater going out there criticizing? Listen, Joe Brady learned from New Orleans. He was down at LSU where they complained about the reps when Joe Burrow is basically having the greatest college season a quarterback's ever had, ever in the history of college football. Now I have to hear Teddy Bridgewater ripping the reps that he got in Carolina and didn't work enough on the red zone or the two-minute offense?
I will say, we talked a lot on You Better You Bet last football season about how bad Carolina was in the red zone. So maybe there's a little something too with Teddy Bridgewater's name. But regardless, still like the Panthers in this game. Who do you think is going to win the game, Moose? Because you said you like the Jets to cover. Who wins?
I like Carolina to win the game. I would take the Jets to cover.
Field goal or less. Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay, Tyler, very quickly here, your take here, Panthers and Jets.
I'm going with the Panthers. I think the Panthers have this defense is like could sneaky explode this year. I get a lot of Jacksonville Jaguars year one vibes when they were on when they made the Super Bowl, almost made the Super Bowl run. They have so much speed, so much talent, and I'm curious how they use Terrace Marshall with Curtis Samuel gone. I'm curious to see who takes over the Curtis Samuel role, because I know we talked about this last year. We feel like DJ Moore should have been used a little differently. He should have been using the Robbie Anderson mold. So I'm curious to see how those three receivers will end up this year.
Rick, what do you got here? Panthers, Jets.
I like the Panthers and I like the over in this game because I it's just as much as Darnold does scare me a bit. I do love their weapons that much. I just love DJ Moore. And yeah, I do hope that they change his role a little bit to take advantage of what he's best at in terms of just getting the ball into his hands. And yeah, I like their defense is young still, but I trust it a lot more than I'd have to trust Zach Wilson his first start.
I like the Panthers, probably 24-14. So give me the under in this game with the Panthers and the New York Jets. You better do bet. BetQL Audio Network Wednesday. Kostos and Melusis in for Ken Barkley going over week one in the National Football League. This is another game, Moose, the next one here, where I can't believe the total is as low as it is. I think it's got to be at least 51. It's 47. And that's in Atlanta, where the Falcons are laying 3.5 at home against the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. The total here is only 47. Listen, maybe I'll change my mind as time goes on, talk to some people that I respect, and maybe they'll talk me into the under. My initial lean here would be, though, towards the over here with Atlanta and Philadelphia.
Yeah, I would lean toward over. Speaking about a side in the game, I like the Atlanta Falcons. You know, I think the Eagles are going to be downright terrible. I really do. I'm not a big Jalen Hurts believer. You know, I got to see what this head coach is with Philadelphia. I think they've got dumpster fire written all over them, man. I think Arthur Smith is going to help rejuvenate Matt Ryan a little bit this year. We'll see what happens with Julio Jones. I do like the, you know, the Pitts draft choice with the 4th overall pick. I think they needed a change of the coaching staff with Dan Quinn being fired. So I think you're going to see a really, really good, at least early on, Matt Ryan. So give me Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons week 1.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to make a play on the side in this game, but I'd very much like this total to go over 47 points, where I think Jalen Hurts and company going to be able to score. Certainly think Matt Ryan and company on offense going to be able to score, especially if they hold on to Julio Jones and it's Julio Ridley and Kyle Pitts. Now, I am a little concerned about the Falcons' run game with Mike Davis kind of being like the unquestioned number one back and them not adding one really in the draft here. So that's a little concerning here, but I think this game should be able to get over. And I think this will be a very popular daily fantasy stack game with the Falcons and the Eagles. Tyler, the Eagles are your team. How do you feel they'll do in week one?
This defense is atrocious. Atlanta Falcons team total over all the way. Falcons props overs. This defense is so bad. I have nothing to say about them.
Okay, so Tyler, not feeling very good about his team. Rick, what about you with the Falcons and the Eagles?
I really wanted. I know a wide receiver is not necessarily the biggest spread impact player, but I do want to know what's going to happen with Julio Jones, because if he's kept, that does take their offense to another level of being one of those elite offenses. But if he's not there, then it does open up more of a question mark. So I would lean Atlanta, but I don't have a strong feel either way right now.
And listen, Eagles might not win a lot of games this year. Jalen Hurts is going to put up monster numbers, like fantasy-wise, daily fantasy, going to be a very popular stack player. We'll see what happens with Miles Sanders. I know the Eagles were not kind of thrilled with Sanders last year, added a running back, Kenneth Gainwell. In the draft, we'll see what happens with Zach Ertz. I kind of doubt that he's going to be on the roster come opening day. Maybe that'll free targets up for Dallas Goedert. They have Devontae Smith as well here, Jalen Reagor. I think Philly's going to be able to score in this game. So I think Rick makes a great point, obviously, and I'm not saying that I would bet it either way, but need to know if Julio is going to be playing to feel especially good about either Atlanta or the over. Quick break, and when we come back, Bills Steelers, Niners Lions, Colts Seahawks, oh my. Continue breaking down week one in the National Football League here on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hurtling is Harris, and now running down the sideline, and he's chopped out of bounds deep in Irish territory. That's a man of 6'2", 230, who went up and over Nick McCloud.
That's just unbelievable.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Costos and Malusis here on a Wednesday on the BetQL Audio Network. Najee Harris, look. Love Najee Harris at Alabama. He's absolutely fantastic.
Love him.
Should you take a running back in the first round? I say no, especially when you need help on the offensive line. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, at this, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be very good, and I think Buffalo's going to be really good. It's still surprising to see a line like this, though, with Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin and the Steelers going on the road. As we continue to roll through every single game in week one, we'll have the full schedule tomorrow on You Better You Bet. But the next game that we're going to hit here, side in total, week one in the National Football League 2021 season. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, a 6 or 6.5 point favorite, depending on where you're looking right now at home, over Ben Roethlisberger, Najee Harris, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mark Melosa is the total in this game sitting right now. One of the highest of the week thus far, 50.5.
Yeah, 50.5 is the total between the Bills and the Steelers. I went back and forth looking at this line, trying to convince myself to take the Pittsburgh Steelers in 6 on the road with Roethlisberger, even as bad as they looked last year in the offensive line. I do love Najee Harris. You know, Nick, I just couldn't convince myself. I really couldn't. And I tried. I ended up going with the Buffalo Bills, laying the 6 at home. Even though I do think there might be a little bit of a regression with Josh Allen this year, I don't think it's going to be significant enough. I think you've got real severe concerns about the Pittsburgh Steelers defensively. They lost Bud Dupree in the offseason, where the offensive line is. We saw they'll get Devin Bush back off the torn ACL. That's certainly going to help out that defense. But you saw that defense start to get worn down, and the injuries to the linebackers clearly hurt them. Concerned about whether or not Roethlisberger can throw it. They brought back Juju Smith-Schuster. I think Harris helps, but the problem is the offensive line can't block. So give me the Buffalo Bills laying 6 at home against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think if I had to bet the game, and I don't, but if I had to, I think I'd lay it with the Bills as well here. Look, I got to stay consistent, right? Like, if I think Buffalo's going to be awesome, which I do, and I think Pittsburgh's going to come in last place in the AFC North, which I do, assuming Joe Burrow's going to play all 17 games for the Cincinnati Bengals, then I guess I kind of have to lay it with Buffalo. But I don't know. There's just something about Pittsburgh where it is Tomlin and it is Ben. And I know that I've been saying I think Pittsburgh's going to be really bad. I don't know if I can bring myself to make this bet, at least not now, Moose. At least not now with the Buffalo Bills. I feel like the Steelers' mystique might keep me away from it, at least for a little bit here.
No, and I get that. And that's where, you know, Nick, that's where I kind of open up where I wanted to pick Pittsburgh, right? You ever have one of those games where you're like, you want to pick a team, and I just look at it, and as it sits right now, and it's May, it's not late August, and it's certainly not September, I just couldn't convince myself to do it, right? I couldn't tell you that right now I would like the Steelers plus the 6 on the road in Buffalo against the Bills. I agree with you. I think the Bills are going to be really good. I think the team is going to be really good. I think Josh Allen, obviously, we saw what Stephon Diggs did for them a year ago. So I got to more so see it from Pittsburgh in order to believe it. I can't week one give me Buffalo laying the 6.
Anything for you on the total here, 50.5?
Yeah. Now we're going on it's early. Weather's not going to play a factor up in Buffalo. The total's 50.5, Nick. I'm going to go over. I mean, kind of when I was thinking about this game, I think it could be a 31-20 type of victory, 34-20 type of victory for the Buffalo Bills. So if I'm doing that, the total sitting at 50.5, I'm going to go over the 50.5 as well.
You know, I'm staying away from this game entirely. I'm not ready to do anything with this game with Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Still want to examine it a little bit. Still want to go over it a little bit with fine-tooth comb and figure out Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
I'm surprised. That surprises me. Because you've been so anti-Pittsburgh for like the last two months. And you're so pro-Buffalo. Yet you have to go over this with a fine-tooth comb and dig into the details. Like, you basically picked the Steelers to finish last in their division. And you think the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen is going to be an MVP candidate this year in the NFL once again. So what else do you have to dig through?
All right, I like Buffalo. Tyler, what do you like in this game, Buffalo and Pittsburgh?
Like, I would probably stay away from this, but I kind of like the under. I mean, I don't know how the Steelers are going to consistently score against this defense, and the Steelers' defense is not that bad. They get Devin Bush back. I'll probably go the under. I think big year for our guy Gabe Davis, though, in fantasy. How about that?
You know, I love Gabe Davis, and I also love what the Bills did in the NFL draft, addressing like that one position of need, right? Edge rusher with Gregory Rousseau and Boogie Basham should help that pass rush for Sean McDermott and the Bills defense. Rick Camp, anything for you with the Bills and Steelers?
I initially was thinking the over, but I don't. If Pittsburgh is true about saying they want to get back to running the ball, I don't know how they're going to do it against this Buffalo front with their offensive line. Najee Harris is probably going to be really good, but I just think it's a horrible matchup for him in the first game of his career against a suspect Steelers offensive line. Plus, then you mentioned Devin Bush being back, some of the guys that were hurt for the Steelers being back. I don't think they're going to like hold down Buffalo completely, So that's made me kind of stay away from the total at this point. And I want to bet Buffalo, but I just can't. I can't do it quite yet. So okay.
Here's the good staying news. Away. Here's the good news. It's May 12th. A lot of time. A lot of time for us to figure this out heading into week one in the National Football League. Okay, we'll move on. Two more games in the 1 p.m. Eastern window for us to hit here. Jason Goff from NBC Sports Chicago coming up next segment. We'll transition, talk some NBA with the great Jason Goff. We've got the San Francisco 49ers, Moose. Presumably, Jimmy Garoppolo is a starting quarterback. We'll see how long that lasts for with Trey Lance sitting on the bench, the third overall pick. The Niners traded a King's Ransom to go up there and get him at third overall. San Francisco right now, a 7.5-point road favorite. Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, and the Detroit Lions. The total here, 45.5. I'm sure there will be some that will want to talk themselves into maybe taking the Lions here. Mark Meluzis, will you be one of those people?
I will not be one of those people. No, I will not be. I think it's, and I love the energy that Dan Campbell, I mean, the Detroit Lions are an absolute train wreck. They really are. And Jared Goff's not going to prove to be, I don't think, prove to be the long-term solution at the quarterback position out there in Detroit, and there were limitations, and we saw the relationship with him and McVay come to an end out there in Los Angeles with the Rams. With that, I do think the one thing about Garoppolo, everyone loves to rip on Jimmy Garoppolo. They win a lot of football games when he's on the field with them. They do.
They almost won a Super Bowl.
I mean, and they were leading. I mean, they had that Super Bowl. They really did until Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs started making plays all over the place. I think the 49ers are healthy. I think they're a really good football team once again. I really do. And I think they're a playoff contender in the NFC. I would lay the 7.5. The only way I'd go, you have a famous phrase, you always say it. Either I'm playing, you know, I'm either not playing the game or I'm taking the 49ers laying the 7.5. I would never take the Lions plus the 7.5.
You know what we call that, Moose, in the gambling space? Lay it or don't play it.
Right.
And listen, that's what the one thing. I've been a Jared Goff fanboy for a long time. Like, I loved Goff at Cal. I had Cal's season over win total, Goff's final season there. That was where my love affair with Jared Goff started. And, like, I've loved Goff thus far in his NFL career. Obviously, screwed me a little bit last year. But a part of me feels like, and I get it that McVay was kind of coaxing it out of him, and he's, like, not quick enough mentally to maybe diagnose what's happening without Sean McVay telling him explicitly. And the downgrade is immense here because he once had Sean McVay in his headset, and now he's going to have Anthony Lynn, not great. Part of me still feels like maybe Goff's going to have a really nice year here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to shake that feeling here, but look, I agree with you. It's a lay it or don't play it here. I think San Francisco's going to absolutely romp in this game. They're getting so many players back healthy on the defensive side of the ball here. And like you said, it's probably not going to be Trey Lance, at least to start. And that's okay. You know, Kittle's going to be back healthy, presumably. We'll see what happens this offseason. Debo, Ayuk. We really like this offense for San Francisco. Should be able to score some points here. So I agree with you, Mark Meluzis. Lay it or don't play it for me with the San Francisco 49ers laying 7.5 on the road in Detroit. Tyler, you got anything here? Niners and Lions.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to tear Goff off the floor with a spatula here, like you say. I don't know what they're going to do this game. The San Francisco great teaser leg. I would bet the Lions. I don't know how Detroit's going to move the ball. Poor DeAndre Swift. He looked so good at the end of the year last year. Deep fantasy sleeper, Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions. They're going to be playing catch-up mode all year. He should get a ton of targets because they got no one else to throw to. So, yeah, 49ers.
The wide receiver out of USC, I do like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and one of the great names of all time. And I will echo with Tyler's sentiment there. San Francisco, an excellent teaser like here. Imagine getting San Francisco down to -1.5. You could pair that with the Cardinals, tease San Francisco to 1.5. You could tease Arizona up right now to +8.5. Tease the football team of Washington up to +7.5. So I think there's a million good teaser options. We have more to come. Maybe even one in the next game that we're going to talk about here. But I like San Francisco down to -1.5. Rick Camp, anything for you on the Niners and the Lions?
I tend to like the under at this one. Like, I could very easily see this be a 27-13, 27-14 type game. Just because, I don't know. I don't trust I like the 49ers, but they are clearly showed when they are in control, they don't feel the urge to keep running up the score necessarily. And with the Lions offense probably just going to be completely anemic, at least to start the season, I think the 49ers are going to get control and be perfectly fine just running the ball, taking time off the clock, and buying time until they put in Trey Lance.
I think there's a chance that's true. Also, you know, Trey Lance gets all the publicity right now for the 49ers as far as their rookie class goes.
Yeah.
They drafted another Trey. Trey Sermon, the running back out of Ohio State, who I actually took in the first round of a rookie dynasty draft that I'm in the midst of right now. And like, I'm really excited for Trey Sermon. I don't know if Trey Sermon's going to come right on the scene and dominate carries for the San Francisco 49ers. But like, once he's firmly in the rotation, this is a guy that I'm going to be looking at in fantasy, season long fantasy, daily fantasy, player prop overs here, because he may not have like the top line speed, but in the Shanahan like zone blocking one cut system, I think Trey Sermon could be an absolute beast. So we'll see what happens with this running back group as we careen towards week one of the NFL season for the San Francisco 49ers. And Moose, will close the segment off, and then we'll bring Jason Goff on, and then it's the Power Hour, then back to the NFL final hour of the show with the Indianapolis Colts and Carson Wentz sitting as a 2-point home favorite. Great game for week one in an interconference matchup against Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. A very high total here. Surprised the total's this high. 52.5 Colts and Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going with my guy Carson Wentz. I am. Opening week, I'm going to take the Colts. Love what they are defensively. Offensive line, Fisher will get healthy at some point in time. It might not be for the opening week to solidify the left side, be their left tackle, but offensive line is still good enough. Jonathan Taylor was a stud as a rookie running it. And now that I think they've got a quarterback, and I liked Rivers last year, and he took them to the playoffs, I think you're going to see a rejuvenated Carson Wentz year one in Indianapolis with the Colts. We know there's been issues with Russell Wilson in Seattle, and let Russ cook, and, you know, winning football, running
kitchen,
it.
Kitchen might be closed this year. They fired Brian Schottenheimer to bring Shane Waldron to run the ball more.
So I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts. I love their defense. I think they're a better overall team. I really do. Now, the question is, are they better at quarterback? Well, no. Right now, they're not. Russell Wilson's significantly better quarterback than what you're going to get with Carson Wentz. I think that might start to change as the season goes along. Give me the Colts and Carson Wentz.
I tease the Seahawks up to +8 and call it a day here. Put Seattle, San Francisco, a little NFC West teaser. Niners 1.5 on the road at Detroit to win the game by 2. Seattle +8. On the road at Indianapolis with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. I kind of love the NFC West teaser option here with Seattle and San Francisco. Tyler, very quick here, Colts and Seahawks.
Tease Seattle. Anytime you have this offense and you want to run the ball, never a good look, Galaxy. I'm going to tease Seattle here.
Rick, Colts, Seahawks, very quickly.
Same thing, tease them, lean the under.
Okay, I kind of lean the under as well. And we have gone through Thursday night. All the 1 p.m. games on Sunday. Still have a lot of NFL to hit in the final hour.
Yeah.
Joey Kanish is going to join us at the top of the final hour to give us all his thoughts, all his early bets for NFL Week 1. We got the Chiefs and Browns, Broncos, Giants, Saints, Packers, and possibly the Jordan Love, Jameis Winston Bowl. Pats and Dolphins. I think that game is massively interesting. Rams, Bears, and Ravens and Raiders on Monday Night Football. We saw the Raiders could cover a lot in primetime games as underdogs last year. We'll discuss at the end of the show today if we think the Raiders can make that happen in week one against the Baltimore Ravens. Next hour, of course, is the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. All our picks for tonight in Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association. But Moose, we got to turn the page in the next segment. We got to talk some NBA.
Yeah.
We got a lot of news.
A lot of NBA news.
Our Knicks losing last night. LeBron's out tonight. Anthony Davis, by the way, also out tonight. It's a big game for the Lakers here as they look to get out of the play-in tournament and up into that sixth seed. All things NBA coming up next with the very talented and entertaining Jason Goff here on You Better You Bet.